Good evening. This is Akash Bani, the news read by Shubhashachi Bhattacharji. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today stressed that the perpetrators and conspirators of the Pahalgam terror attack will be given a befitting reply. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akash Bani, Mr. Modi expressed anguish at the terror incident in Pahalgam, which occurred on the 22nd of this month. He stated that this attack shows the desperation and cowardice of the patrons of terrorism. PM Modi said that condolences are continuously pouring in from all over the world following the terror attack. The Prime Minister paid tributes to Dr. K. Kasturi Rangan, who passed away 2 days ago, saying that the nation has lost a great scientist. The National Investigation Agency has begun the process of formally taking over the Pahalgam terror attack case following orders from the Home Ministry. NIA teams, which have been camping at the terror attack site since Wednesday, have intensified the search for evidence. The NIA said in a statement that the teams overseen by an IG, a DIG and an SP from the anti-terror agency are examining the eyewitnesses who had seen the attack unfold at the Baisaran Valley. The entry and exit points are being closely scrutinized by the NIA teams for clues to the modus operandi of the terrorists. Eminent space scientist, former chairman of ISRO and architect of the National Education Policy, Dr. Krishna Swami Kasturi Rangan, was cremated with full state honors in Bengaluru today. Dr. Kasturi Rangan passed away at 84 in Bengaluru last Friday. The Satyajit Ray Film and Television Institute, Film and Television Institute of India, FTII, including the FTII Northeast Campus at Jote, have been officially granted deemed university status under the UGC Act 1956. Sharing the information in a social media post today, Arunachal Pradesh Chief Minister Pema Khandu said that this major milestone unlocks a world of opportunities. Khandu additionally informed that these institutes will now be offering UGC-recognized degrees, master's and undergraduate courses, credit transfer and exchange with the national and global universities, students eligible for higher education, academic posts, loans and subsidies. UG programs based on NEP 2020 will begin from Jyote campus, Khandu added. As the world gathers for WAVES 2025 from May 1 to 4, the World Audio Visual and Entertainment Summit in Mumbai will unveil the Bharat Pavilion, a vibrant tribute to the country's profound legacy of storytelling and its growing influence in the global media and entertainment landscape. Guided by the theme Kala to Code, the pavilion will celebrate India's spirit of Vasudeva Kutumbakam, the world is one family, and showcase how the country's artistic traditions have long been a beacon of creativity, harmony, and cultural diplomacy. The Bharat Pavilion stands as a dynamic platform for creators, collaborators, and changemakers across the media and entertainment ecosystem. In badminton, P.V. Sindhu and Lakshya Sen will lead Indian challenge at the Sudirman Cup 2025 in Xiamen, China, starting today. In the first Group D clash, India is facing Denmark. Apart from Denmark, India's other challengers in Group D are second-seeded Indonesia and England. The top two teams from the group will advance to the quarterfinals. In IPL T20 cricket, Mumbai Indians is facing Lucknow Super Giants in Mumbai, while Delhi Capitals will take on Royal Challengers Bengaluru in Delhi at 7:30 this evening. Mumbai Indians and Lucknow Super Giants, with 10 points from 9 games, are placed 5th and 6th respectively in the table. Delhi Capitals are placed 2nd in the table with 12 points from 8 games, and Royal Challengers Bengaluru are placed 3rd with 11 points from 9 games. In women's cricket, India take on host Sri Lanka in the first ODI match of the Tri-Series tournament being played at Colombo. In a rain-curtailed game restricted to 39 overs aside, the Indian bowlers showed discipline as they ran through the Sri Lankan top order. Put into bat, Sri Lanka were 116 for 7 in 29 overs, where reports last came in. The India Meteorological Department has forecast heat wave conditions over Delhi, Haryana, Punjab, Rajasthan, Uttar Pradesh and West Madhya Pradesh for the next 3 days. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.